Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Ladies Best Life podcast. Today I'm going to be delving into some interesting things that I've been experiencing recently and also, as always, some questions that you guys have been asking me. Thank you for the questions that you ask, for the messages that come off the back of these podcasts, and for those of you who's joined my free Facebook group. Really appreciate it, and obviously the aim of these are to help you to get to your goals without directly working with me. So for free, you've got the podcast, you've also got the Facebook group, and you can learn how to get your results, keep them long term, and yeah, be involved of a community of like-minded people, which is super exciting. So I want to start by saying we are, I think it's like 3 weeks now into the Coaching Club Challenge. We decided to do a 6-week challenge, mostly for people who wanted to lose weight and have a bit of a kind of like flying start into the year, but making sure that they wouldn't then just gain all the weight after, which is what you see with the majority of 6-week challenges and stuff like that. So the results that have come in so far, we've got one lady who has consistently lost 2 pounds every single week. We've got another lady who's up to 5 pound loss already. Someone else who's managed to like absolutely crack having 5 portions of fruit and veg every single day. And therefore she's noticed not only her energy has gone up massively, but also her skin has cleared and her bloating has gone down. And another lady who's managed to finally add in the boundaries, even though she's been in Coaching Club for quite a while, to work out in her house 3 mornings a week without her children interrupting her. They are phenomenal. And that's like literally just mentioning 4 of the results out of the 30 people who are in there. All of them are winning, whether it be weight loss, whether it be energy, whether it be boundaries, habit implementation, they're all winning, which is absolutely insane. So for those of you who are listening to this who are Coaching Club, I just want to say well done and thank you, because you are flying and it's a fucking honor to work with you all the time, but this has been a super exciting phase, so thank you. So I want to start today about accountability. I want to talk about that first and foremost, because it's one of those things that people feel like they shouldn't have to have. So like I talked about last week, people can be like, you know, I managed to run a business, I've managed to keep my children alive, run a house, like why can't I do these things for myself? And the way that I kind of see that is when you've got so many other things to do, it can be nice just having that person step in and be like, have you done this? Where are you up to with this? Have you got any questions? What's the hurdles if you haven't managed to implement it? And that's what accountability is. It is someone else outside of yourself helping you to do what you say you were going to do. It is not beating you with a stick and going, come on, Sandra, you need to do this regardless of what's going on in life. It's not that, okay? Which I kind of what I used to be like as a PT, like you fucking do it or you don't. I'm really not understanding the whole bucket load of things that we have to factor in when running a business, dealing with families, running a house, all of this sort of stuff. It's about someone being your thinking partner to help you to get the results that you want. If you're not implementing, it's going, right, okay, so what happened? How can we learn from it? And most importantly, how can we navigate so that we can now get the results that you want? What do we need to change? What do we need to add in or remove? So that's accountability. Is someone in your corner thinking with you, holding up a mirror to you sometimes? So going, you know, you said this last week and we're in the same problem again. Why is this? How can we overcome it? So sometimes it is a bit brutal. And for me, that's a style of coaching that I love. I don't want my mentors to be my friend in that moment. I want them to say everything with love and to be respectful. But I also want them to give me the harsh truths, because sometimes we can have blinkers on and we can't see the harsh truths ourselves. Sometimes we need those people to go, yo, can you see that this is happening? So it's for them to be thinking partners with us. It's for them to hold a mirror up to us. And it's for them to just check in and say, this thing you said you were going to do, where are we at? Are we at 80% completion? Are we at 100% completion? What do we need to do? Do we need to speed things up, slow things down? And it's so powerful. It actually blows my mind when I see people who are like, I shouldn't need to have you there for this. I've had so many people say to me like, I fucking should have this nailed by now. Says who? Just allow yourself and take that pressure off yourself to have someone in your corner to just check in. So how do we shift it across from external accountability to self-discipline. And the way that I think this works is time. Time and consistency. Because what that then creates is habits. When something is habitual, like brushing your teeth in the morning, you don't need your mum watching over you saying, "Have you brushed your teeth yet?" Because it's just what you do. And that's become like part of me now. So the way I eat, the way I drink water, I was about to say alcohol then, the way I drink water, the way I get my steps in, the way I train, it's all self-discipline. It is all habitual. And okay, I'm not as structured as some people in regards to 8 a.m. every day they go to the gym. I will allow my stuff to ebb and flow around my work schedule, but I make sure that those three workouts are in, and that is just routine. So there's a transition that has to happen, and you need consistency. So say, for example, it is workouts. You need consistency with external accountability to help you figure out the plan that works best for you. So the time that you're going to gym, the duration of it, what you're doing in the gym. You need that person there to help you to embed that habit. And then it's consistency and time. Overcoming any hurdles. So when you're poorly, when you go on holiday, when your motivation drops, all these different things. So you have someone helping you to advance your thinking and your behaviors so that then you embody that person. Not the person who's your coach, but basically the person that you want to become. And slowly but surely, those habits become second nature. And that's when people call it self-discipline, but it's just second nature. It is just what you do. You know, if you don't eat your five a day, you feel like shit. You can't go to the toilet the next day. You bloat, you blah, 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 all these different things. So you're like, well, that's just what I do. It's not really an effort anymore. So it's a time and consistency thing. Yet people try and rush this process so much. I love, and I've said this a lot on this podcast, I love having people in my corner. I love having people that I can be like, this is what's going on. I'm struggling. Can you help me overcome it? I've got a thinking puzzle right now. Can you help me to explore it? It's so powerful because what it means is we actually progress quicker. We can make serious strides when we've got someone else there to soundboard. And this could be your partner. It could be your friend. It could be a coach. Could be a mentor. But it doesn't necessarily always need to be. The second point I wanted to speak about today is why environment is so powerful. And this is part of the reason why I'm kind of on the move at the minute to find an environment that I really thrive in. And I don't want to be in an environment where it's all about like do, 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 and I end up burning myself out. I do that well enough in Shrewsbury. I need to look at finding an environment that serves both the masculine side of me and the feminine side of me, the doing and the being, because that's really important as well. But environment, there is that age-old quote, you are the product of the five people you spend most of your time with. And that is so true. And this is why people generally stay in coaching club long term, because they've got incredible friends and family around them. But that part of them that wants to get into the best shape, stay in the best shape, and then push on to do things like, you know, some people want to just continue to develop their kind of self-development side of things, so the mental side of things. Other people want to do marathons, mammothons, like all these different things as well. But it's to be in that environment that's attuned to growth, that really promotes growth, because the people around them probably aren't doing those things. And they maybe think they're a bit nuts for doing those things. And even the weight loss side of things, we've had people come in who they may only have like half a stone to lose, and all of their family and friends are barking on at them saying, you don't need to lose weight, what are you doing? But actually they just want people to understand that if that's what they want to do, that's cool. And let us help you, let us support you. And your environment is generally always stronger than your will. So if every Friday you go to the pub with your friends and you no longer want to do that and you no longer want to drink, there'll be a time when the kids have annoyed you a little bit more than normal, work's been a little bit crazier, you said you weren't going to drink, but your environment, being in the pubs with your friends who are all drinking, who are all saying, reward yourself, you've had a tough week, is going to override your will of saying, I'm not going to drink. Environment is so powerful. So powerful. And I just want you to take a moment to reflect and look around you and think about your environment. Does your partner support where you want to go? Do your friends, are they aligned with it? Do you have a coach or a mentor? Are you part of a Facebook group that supports it? Because if not, like, don't blame yourself when things aren't really going in the direction that you want them to go in. Because your environment isn't set up for success. It's not set up to guide you in the direction that you want to go in. And that is so powerful. And nextly, I want to discuss with you why setting goals isn't enough. And this is something that I've always been really curious about. So for me, I am massive on human behavior. Why do we do what we do? It fascinates me. Why can someone have a really traumatic childhood and learn for the rest of their life that they are not good enough and that is gospel? And, you know, they kind of accept that and therefore they don't do anything with their life. And then someone else could have a horrendous childhood, similar sort of trauma, and literally be like, fuck you, and go to the moon. Why is that? And when like kind of exploring that over the Christmas break, I started asking myself the question around goals, because obviously January is all about setting goals, setting intentions, New Year's resolutions. And I was like, okay, so if we write down we want to lose 2 stone, why is that not enough? Or is that enough, first and foremost? And then I kind of established, no, it's not. So then why? It's not enough because, first of all, it doesn't cultivate any routines off the back of it. So if you, like, don't tell me what you want, show me your routines. Show me your day-to-day routine, because that is how I'll be able to see what you actually want. Because saying that you want to lose weight, but then your routine has no self-care, no training, no kind of like structure around your nutrition, that says to me that we don't want this, because your actions, your desired actions, your structure does not match your goals. So you can write down that you want to lose 2 stone every single month this year. That can be your goal, right? For the rest of this year, I'm going to lose 2 stone. But if your routine and your journaling, your structure does not match that, it isn't enough. So you set the goal, by all means, set the 2 stone, whatever it is, I don't care, right? Set that goal. But then we need to look at your routines. And one thing to consider here is you can't overhaul your life. Step by step, we need to stack those habits. Start with the lowest hanging fruit, the easiest things to do, whether it's easiest to implement or the things that you love more. So it could be that you love going for a walk in the morning, but you've just fallen out of the habit. Start there. And then let those habits stack over time. Incredible. But then it also goes a little bit beyond that. What is it that you want to feel in, like, by achieving that goal? So let's stick to weight loss. What is it that you want to feel? Just think about that for a second. Do you want to feel more energy? Do you want to feel like you can be more present with your loved ones? So you want to connect more? Do you want to feel like being in the energy levels that you've got, the body that you've currently got, are they holding you back from what you really want to get from life? So you actually want to grow. Maybe you want to start doing seminars. You want to start delivering to your teams better. So you want more confidence. So you want to grow there. Think about the bigger picture. And it could be all of these. And just think about it for a second. Energy and aliveness. Commitment and pursuing something. Connection with family, friends, colleagues, like those deep connections. And then overall growth. Write those down and just ponder on them. Because getting the arbitrary goal is one thing, but to stay determined, focused, motivated, and to keep doing what you said you were going to do, those 4, or at least one of them, need to be in the running as well. For the majority of women I work with, they don't have any energy. So the other things don't really come into their mind. Yes, they don't like the fact they snap at their children all the time, the fact that they scroll on their phone at work, so they're not really kind of committing to their work, like a project they used to be on. They were there, they were tenacious. So what is it for you? And can we have that as our focus word for this year? My focus word this year is growth. Strategic growth, to be precise. and that is personal and professional. So just writing that arbitrary goal, I wouldn't say is going to be enough, because how many years have you wrote that down for? And in reference back to last week, it's not enough to just write the goal down, to keep wishing for it because you've got all the information, and then giving yourself a hard time because you're not implementing it. Because remember, like referring to last week, it's not just education, information that we need. If we know what we need to do, but we're not making the changes, it's behavior change that we need. So setting the goals, sometimes we need to broaden it. We need to attach it to one of those greater desired outcomes. Then we can hook the goals to it. But of course, then we need to take it down and we need to go routines. What of these routines are going to create that? Because without the routines, it's just a wish. A goal without a plan is just simply a wish. So just take stock, because we're at the end of January. Do we have that in place? Because if not, your task off the back of this podcast is to go and do that. Routines, desires, goals. Then you can go right the way down to to-do lists and tasks. And I think this is quite a good question to wrap up with, that I want you to ask yourself and journal on. If I were to live the next 11 months like I have January, would I get to my desired outcomes? If I were to live the next 11 months like I have January, would I get to my desired outcomes? A fabulous question to ask yourself. Because if not, cool. Well done for being honest. What needs to change? Write a list. What habits and behaviors are not aligned? And if you have, cool. If you're saying, yes, I'm going to get there. If I do everything, if I do every other month, like I have January, I'm going to get there. Cool. Write it down. What is your recipe for success? And then rinse and repeat. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I've absolutely loved it, as always. Have an incredible rest of your day, and I will see you next week.